That, yeah, use the word calm.
Keep calm.
Okay. Do you hear that, though?
Yeah, yes, keep calm.
Okay.
Keep I cool.
Yeah.
Not bloody cool. Cool it, man.
If you haven't had much sleep and your eyes are big and bulgy like mine are right now,
no, I do.
You say you're what?
Sleepy.
Okay.
Sleepy hand.
Yeah, you've been working all day and you're just worn out.
Tired out.
Okay.
Fagged out.
Is that what you say? I mean, like, when you say tired, what's the difference between tired and sleepy? If you're really, really tired, would you say tired. Something different from just I'm tired?
I've heard worn out.
Okay.
Quit dying.
If a girl becomes ill, you say she
is sick, she is ill, she doesn't feel well.
She did, though. She did become ill. You say she
was sick.
Or
was ill, became sick.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you to see. Is that what you would say? Would you say she got ill, or she became sick, or?
I said she was sick yesterday.
Okay, how about she got sick?
She got sick.
Okay.
She got sick at school. She got sick at home.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm really just not getting
she
a very
good
clue.
She was sick yesterday.
A common disease, or not disease, but an ailment that we all get damp with.
Cold.
Okay. And
flu.
I'd say,
caught a cold.
Okay. And sometimes when you have a cold, you talk like this.
Hoarse.
We go.
And cough.
Okay. We're talking about when we're sick, we have medicine. We what medicine? We
take medicine.
Okay, that's the verb on it. I don't like to
take medicine.
But yesterday I
took medicine.
And I have
taken some.
Okay. If someone can't hear, we say you stop.
Deaf or hard of hearing.
Okay. And perspiration, in other words?
Sweat.
Okay. It's not a type of sore that we get sometimes.
Ulcer.
Kind of like an ulcer. I don't.
Cold sore.
Yeah.
Blister.
Keep going. How about, well, it's the same thing as one way to prepare a potato.
Boil. Boil.
What is a boil?
A boil is a rising. That's another name for it, a rising. You ever heard that?
No, I'm not really.
It's just a place that is, projected. Sort of rises above the skin and it's red and inflamed.
Mm-hmm.
And usually there's matter or pus in there that sometimes it will come out of its own accord, but they have to be usually opened, I think, by a doctor or just by the patient or maybe by another member of the family. And it seems that some of them have what they call a core in them.
Yeah.
And if you get that out, then the boil will heal up.
Okay. The skin around the boil raises and it's red or it what?
It's swollen.
Okay. After the wasp stings your hand, it will
swell.
And a wasp stung me yesterday and my hand really
swelled up.
Okay. It was
swollen. Yeah, we'd probably say swollen up. Because in the South, we like to say swollen up and sit down and stand up and speak up.